You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey ladies, welcome to episode 15 of The Purpose Show. This episode is all about prioritizing date night no matter what season you're in, and my hubby is here with us.
Hello again.
So we purposely waited to do this episode after Valentine's Day, even though it seems like an episode that might be helpful before Valentine's Day to kind of give you date night ideas for, you know, for that special day. But I purposely waited for after because I believe that date night season is all the time. It shouldn't be something that's focused on once a year. And when you have that attitude, I want to add to your expectations and pressure to make Valentine's Day like super special and crazy romantic and all of that just kind of goes away because you have that time together all the time. It doesn't mean that you have to go out of the house. It doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of money. We have walked through probably every season of date night imaginable. And mm-hmm. So we just kind of wanted to share, you know, our take on all those different seasons and what we did in each one and kind of give you some inspiration and ideas to hopefully have you putting a date night time block in your calendar this week. Okay, so.
Well, I'll say first, like, yeah. I feel like, first of all, what I've learned over the years and what we've done together is using date night is like more of like an investment, kind of like how, let's just say, simply, like, if you wanted to, like, if you don't put any money into, like, a bank or a place to save it, like, there's never going to be any money saved. There's never going to be any money there. So kind of like, I need to put in that time, like, into, like, our relationship bank in a way throughout the year so that I feel like it's an investment in our relationship, in our marriage over mm-hmm. time. But it also, it's like an investment because I feel like you need to see, like, you care that I'm showing that I care by, you know, time. Investing, spending that time. Well, that's one of your love languages too. So,
yes, it is.
So that helps to know that, but to put that time in throughout the year.
Right. Like you get where you invest your time and actually, I mean, honestly, money too. And sometimes yeah. There's seasons where you can't really do much. But when I see that you're so free with going to nice restaurants with me and investing that, you know, putting that financial and time investment into me, it just makes me feel so loved. And of course, those are two things that are my love languages. But even aside from that, just investing in another person, spending time, I think any woman in the world would agree that if their husband was, you know, initiating like, hey, when are we going to do date night this week and had the calendar open and a babysitter, you know, on hold on the phone, we would just swoon. It's so, it makes us feel so loved to know that you want to spend, you know, that your husband wants to spend time with you, that he loves you and he's concerned about missing that time with you. And I think too, like there's also been seasons where you were not that way and I no. was, like I carried it. And so it's just we've been married for a while and it's a maturity of couplehood thing yeah. that you like, kind of share that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like how I feel like at first, or there were times when there was like a pressure for me to do like plan a date night or mm-hmm. bring it up or talk about it. And things get busy, things happen, you know, good things, bad things, whatever. But sometimes we'd forget, but it's like you would feel so sad because like if I didn't do it, then it wouldn't get done kind of a thing. But we have come to more to this place where it's like we kind of no, like, we need this for each other, and we plan it in a way, like, we plan it together. Mm-hmm. Like, we both just, like, collaborate with each other and kind of, like,
yeah,
we know, like, we really want to go out on a date night, you know, every week or every month or...
Yeah.
And...
That is... I just want to add to that point.
It's changed a lot.
That is such a good point. So there was... In the past, my attitude just as a young wife was very much like... This is my love. I didn't realize it at the time, but these things are my love language, time and money spent. So like if Brian gets me a present or invests in me financially or spends time with me, those are the things that fill me up the most. And so I didn't really know that at the time, but back in the day, I had this expectation of like, if you don't think to spend time with me and take me out, or at least like, even if it's just at home, like I'm not, you know, high maintenance when it comes to like what we're doing. But if you don't initiate spending time with me and having a date night with me, then you obviously don't love me at all. And that was kind of my attitude.
Was hard for me to understand it that way because that's love language.
Right. So and I wasn't even communicating it really. Right. It was just like, read my mind, like the classic man-woman marriage struggle. And it was really, really hard. So over the years, like realizing that that was such an expectation and it was very unrealistic and really unconstructive. It was actually incredibly destructive. Yeah, lots of arguments about that. It was just so hard. Now it's very much like there's no need for you to be the one to carry that, even though you kind of do. Like there's recently has been, I think it was when sickness hit us, we kind of skipped a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And you're the one who like, hey, let's plan a date night. What night do you want to go this week or whatever? And it just was like nice because when I'm not being like rude and expectative and, you know, in that way with that, I let go of the pressure is gone and you actually enjoy spending time with me. Yeah. And want to spend time with me. And we formed this habit of going out together as a couple. And so when it's not there, you notice and you miss it because I'm fun to be around when I'm not like having my arms crossed and standing in the hallway with my heels on and my purse, like, are we going to go? Like, do you even love me? That's gone now. And it's definitely like this collaborative coupleness where we, date night is one of our, I would honestly say it's one of our hobbies. We love doing that together and we make it so fun. We like talk about like, what do you want to get to eat this time? Like, oh, I wanted to try that new drink. Let's go to this new restaurant. Afterwards, do you want to take a walk? Like, do you want to go walk around Target? Do you want to go to the lake? Like, yeah. We will talk about it and we get excited. And it's like this, the expectations are dead. And it's a collaboration together of how we're going to cultivate love in our marriage.
And I mean, date night doesn't have to just be that like thinking of in your mind, like that Valentine's Day night. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, we have to go to dinner and we have to go see a movie or we have to go to this crazy romantic place because it's quote unquote date night. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like there's the date night is like just me being you. And me just like putting everything aside and spending that time with you. And like we have done it like every way in the world with
right.
with like nothing, with at home, with being at home, with
like a dollar in the bank account, yeah. with, you know, lots any of money in the bank account.
Even like, with the kids matter. Like at the house with us, like we've even somehow mm-hmm. figured out like where we would have them be doing something while we had, you know, they had dinner and they're
right.
playing together while we go have dinner, like just with ourselves that night mm-hmm. or just got something like super cheap that we enjoy, you know, maybe like a snack or something
right.
that was special to us.
This is just our season just right now.
It just depends on the season.
Right. So this is just our season right now. And I think that's why we get questions so much on Instagram. You know, I share every week, like date night, and we always share what we're doing and we love it so much. And I think it looks so shiny and, mm-hmm. and wow, date night at a restaurant every week. And
if I'm not doing that, then I'm not having date night.
Then I'm not having a good marriage. Yeah. And it's just, it's not that way. We're not that couple at all. We're super mellow and we just love spending time together. And this is we always say, like, this is our season of greener pastures. Mm-hmm. Our struggles are minimal right now, and we're very thankful for that. We've come through a lot of hard times, which you can hear some about that in past episodes. But this is just our simpler, easier season right now, where we're just enjoying. I mean, that was my word for the year, enjoy, and just enjoying each other and going out to dinner and not having to worry financially about that. And it's just been very nice. But that doesn't mean that we didn't have awesome date nights on, you know, like a shoestring budget or whatever. Hey friend, have you checked out my print shop yet? My designer, Derek Beamer, and I co-founded These Solid Walls because words matter. If you fill your home with positive ones, you change the way you feel when you walk in the door. And we think your home matters, and you should love the way you feel when you walk in and have constant reminders of positive things all over your walls. Why would you use such a large space for anything else, right? For a 10% discount exclusive for podcast listeners, visit thesesolidwalls.com, shop around, pick a print that you love, and use coupon code ThePurposeShow, all caps, for 10% off. TheSolidWalls.com. Words matter. Fill your home with positive ones. Let's dive in a little bit more just for the next couple minutes on kind of like our date nights over the years, and like maybe like I want people to ditch the excuse that like their busyness and their kids and they're not being able to get away being an excuse to not have time alone with each other. So let's maybe talk about what we did before this season.
Okay.
So like at home date nights and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, like thinking there was a point where we didn't have a babysitter, or let's say when we moved to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we didn't have your family. We didn't have my family. We had, I mean, you know, friends and people from the church that we went to, but it was like
throughout the normal week,
like it was like we didn't have the same help that we have now, or that we have being in California, mm-hmm. to where we didn't go on a date like out by ours with like, you know, just me and you for months and months.
The only time we did was when we came back to California to visit, and we would sneak in a quick date night while the kids slept at, you know, Mimi and Poppy's house. But
so like just like, you know, for that situation, we would put the kids to bed, and, you know, it sometimes would have to be like I'd get stuck at work late, and we would just still like, okay, they're in bed, and we would make dinner together, or you would have it made and we would just sit and like try to have like a nice dinner that was different than normal that we shared together and spent time like that. Or even just coming home and like, you know, hey, I just got this movie, like we rented this movie.
Just something simple.
I picked up, you know, who cares?
Like from the Red Box or whatever. Yeah.
Like I just got Taco Bell and like we're going to sit and watch this movie. And it just like just saying that, okay, like we're going to do this together. Like this is our date night. It was fun. It was.
Yeah.
You know,
and there was times too, like where we were just exhausted. And like you would fall asleep sometimes during date night. I would fall asleep sometimes. Like
or it's we'd be sick. Like
yeah, like I don't know. We would just be struggling, and we weren't. And also, like we were struggling so much in those seasons. There was just a lot of like life struggle. So we just were sometimes not in the mood. But that's not the point. Like nothing can be based on emotion or mood, because then nothing will ever get done unless you're happy and in the perfect mood. And that's just not going to build a lasting marriage. So I think like when you're exhausted, when it has to be late, when you want to fall asleep, like it's okay, but just you have to make the choice to prioritize date night no matter what's going on. And date night needs to be removed from the stereotype, you know, high heels and dinner out with a babysitter, you know, it's like a $400 price tag every time you step out. It's ridiculous and it's unrealistic. It can be Taco Bell on the couch for 15 minutes while you just kind of catch up about your day and connect and kiss a little and love each other a little bit and just be in the same place at the same time alone for a second. The seasons will ebb and flow like everything in life, but I think the point is to prioritize it. If you're broke daters, rich daters, at-home daters, adventure daters, sit and talk at a restaurant daters, it doesn't matter what kind of couple you are, where your season is. I think the point is to say, I love you and I'm in this to win it, and I want to connect with you once a week or once a month.
I think it's just like about that. Like there's so many different ways. There's so many things that you can do being at home, ordering something at home, you know, or going out, you know, like you said, adventure things, like things that you can do and things that are fun, or there's just like so many things nowadays that you can do together. I think the point is that it's just like, no matter what it is, it's that like, I'm choosing to like make this a time where we spend together, mm-hmm. like is the main point. And it doesn't have to like only be a certain way that it can just
right or be surrounded like, by pressure and expectations.
The point is that I'm purposefully like choosing to spend this time or this night with you and do something with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it can be in the morning. It can be, there's even seasons. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I almost forgot to mention this. There were seasons where we would get up at the butt crack of dawn. Sorry. I said butt crack. If you're not listening with your headphones and your kids are there, where we would get up and have coffee together before the day started. And we were freaking exhausted and we just made it happen. So
when I worked nights, like sometimes your mom would watch the kids while we went to a breakfast date.
Yeah, know, exactly. So. You are so cute. Okay, so we put together a free download that is just loaded with all different kinds of date night ideas for every couple. Date night ideas at home, date night ideas out. I mean, all different kinds of things. It's super fun. I think it's one of the most fun free downloads that I've ever put together. So go to alikasaza.com/shownotes/15. That's 15. And you can download that for free. It's really, really great. I'm looking at the list right now and it's so long and so full. It's just super, super fun to have like on your fridge as a reminder to love on each other and spend time with each other and have fun together. So be encouraged, guys, and promise that you will take action. Get out your calendar, put a little block of time for time with your spouse on your calendar this week and take a screenshot and send it to me on Instagram. I want to see. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.